Well, Glory, this is it. This is what I've been waiting to share with you above everything else. This is how to keep the honey in a honeymoon. And if it's leaked out, how to put it back. This is the supreme secret above everything else for a really happy, successful marriage. And I want to share it with you today. 1 Peter 3:7 says, "For husbands to dwell with their wives according to knowledge." What do you know about a woman? What do you know about your wife? What do you really know about the one you're married to? Well, God said we're to dwell with them according to knowledge. Somebody said if a man thinks for 1 minute he can understand a woman, he's timed it just about right. 1 minute. That's so foolish. Well, it's a big joke, but it's not true. I understand women. I understand very perfectly well why they have their weeping spells, why they fix up so much. Why a woman can open her clothes closet, have 50 dresses, and say, "I don't have a thing in the world to wear." Well, we must understand women if we're going to have a successful man. We must be able to dwell with them according to knowledge. Hear about the young fellow. He said, "Uncle, I'm desperately in love with a beautiful girl, and how can I learn what she really thinks of me?" He said, "Marry her, my boy, marry her." Well, that's where you find out about people, but you know, we can really know and understand each other if we try. And I want to share with you and help you to see it. Somebody said the reason so many marriages end in divorce is that right after the wedding bells stop ringing, people wake up and find themselves married to a total stranger. It's a tragedy, but so many don't understand each other. So I want to give you what I give on this chart of mine, the second supreme secret, and that is courting or dating. Webster says to court is to endeavor to gain the favor of or win the affections of another person through attention, or he says attention or admiration. He says flattery. I don't like the word flattery. I like the word admiration better. And here is a next supreme secret, and that is women have a million-gallon tank that needs filling every day with attention. Women want attention. Men want admiration. There's more power in those two words than all the atomic energy in the world. Attention and admiration. Women need attention. They need tons of it. And most men do not understand this. I hate to say it, but it is so true. We just don't realize how much women need attention in a thousand little ways. The reason they fix up so much, do so much time on their hairdo, and eyebrow, pluck their eyebrows, all these thousand little things, they want attention. And men don't understand it. Now, there's a very subtle, basic difference between men and women, and that's this. Men see the overall picture. A woman notices the little details. The man sees the main contract. The woman reads the fine print. That's a very important thing to understand. Women need attention in the little things. You see, the women notice the little things. My wife and I went and visited in a fabulous home one time. We came out, and my wife said, "Honey, remember in the green room?" And started naming some little details. I was doing good to know there was a green room. You take the average man, he's doing real well if he can remember the birthdays, dates of his children. I guarantee the wife not only remember the date, she'll remember that day that child was born. She'll remember the time it was born. All the little details. That's why, for the most part, women make better secretaries than men. They notice the details. The man doesn't want to be bothered. The average man can't stand the little details. And that explains many things, which we'll get into in some other times and in this one, of differences. Why women correct their husbands. They notice the details. A man will say, "You know, last week about 3 o'clock. She'd say, "Oh, no, honey, it was 2:30. He said about 3. He is generalizing. But she remembered the detail, the exact 2:30. But women need attention, first of all, in those little things, those little details. And that's because she notices those little details. You know, the birthdays, the anniversaries, all these little things that so often men just even laugh about. They forget their birthday or their anniversary, and they say, oh, so what's so big about that? Because those little things that say loud and clear to a woman, I love you, you're important to me. That birthday is important, that anniversary. And when a man does not give her attention, pay attention to those little details that crushes her, here in the middle of the day, he forgot these little things, and then he wonders why she's unresponsive to his physical needs at night. He did not meet her emotional needs through the daytime. That goodbye kiss in the morning, that little phone call in the middle of the day, that just doing little things for no big reason, but just doing it because you love her. You know, all those things you did before you were married. I think the 11th commandment ought to be keep courting, keep dating, keep endeavoring to gain the affections of your wife through attention after you get married. I've just said the most important single thing that one will ever know about their marriage. If you want to keep the honey in the honeymoon, keep dating, keep courting, keep doing all those things that you did before you were married when you tried to impress her that you were Rudolph Valentino and Casanova and all these put together in one lump sum. You must keep doing it after you're married. Women need attention. A goodbye kiss in the morning. That kiss when you come in the evening. Seen the cartoon of Dagwood where he rushes into the house and runs to the kitchen, lifts the top off the pot to see what's there for dinner before he even speaks to his wife. That's an unpardonable sin. It really is. It really is. Men will come in and play with the dog and pet the dog and never even kiss their wife when they walk in. Those little things. Oh, dear sir, please listen. That's what that wife starved to death for. She didn't want to live in a mansion. She didn't worry about you driving Cadillacs. She wants attention in the little things. A man will say, man, I give her everything she could want. New car, new house. She has her own maid. That isn't what she's starved for. She's starved from just a little attention from you. Women need attention. I read a Dear Abby just not long ago. Just before Valentine's Day, this lady said, Dear Abby, I drop hints for years. I drop hints before Valentine or before Mother's Day, and I'd make little suggestions and thought he'd catch on, and said he never did. So this Valentine's Day, she said, I told him, honey, just send me a card. Get me a card or just some little thing. I even told him what I'd like, but one rose. And said that night, just as we were getting ready for bed, I started crying. He said, what's the matter? She said, honey, I asked you just one card, one rose. You didn't do a thing. And he kind of chuckled. See, I guess I should have done something, shouldn't I? And he shrugged it off. Then he wonders why his wife is unresponsive. He was unresponsive. And somehow we've got to see it. Don't. If you love that wife, then give her that attention in those little things that will say loud and clear, I love you. That phone call in the middle of the day, those little things that mean so much. Then women need tenderness. They need tenderness. You know the word in Ephesians 5 when God said, no man ever yet hates his own body, but he loves and cherishes. So the Bible says a man ought to cherish and nourish his wife. The word Greek word there for cherish is the word tender, loving care, TLC. Women need that tenderness, that little love pat. That little embrace when you come in, take her into your arms with no thought of the ultimate of physical satisfaction, just to love her. Tenderness, that touch, that holding her hand, that little pat, that putting your arm around her, those thousands of little things you did before you were married that gave her that inner release and inner satisfaction to respond to you, to respond to your leadership, to respond to you, and to be in submission. Women need tenderness, and then they need appreciation. No one in the world wants to be taken for granted, but a wife can't stand to be taken for granted, and yet we do it so often. Hey, have you ever thought about what goes into fixing meals? Your wife has to go out and buy the food, bring it home, put it up. Then she has to get it out and cook it and prepare it and set the table and serve it. And then she has to clear up the table, wash the dishes, put away the leftovers. And what do men do so often? Why, they get called to the dinner table and they tear themselves away from the television and rush in and gobble the food down like a pig and barrel right back out to the TV. Why, even a pig stops to grunt and hear the man. Never even noticed. He fixed his favorite dessert, his favorite meal. He never said a word. All women want appreciation. I read again where somebody wrote to Dear Ann and said, I'm not perfect. My husband isn't perfect. But he does one thing that makes up for an awful lot. Said every meal, he always finds something nice to say about the meal. And then just before he leaves the table, he comes around and gives me a little kiss and goes on. Said what's beautiful is the children have caught on to the same ritual. And she said, Abby, it makes washing dishes so much easier. Oh, it's so true. Would to God that men would understand and get out of their selfish thinking and love their wives enough to give them that appreciation and those thousand little ways that say, I love you. And then women need attention. They need compliments. Women need that man to notice them. Compliments. You ever thought about, here's a wife, she goes and gets her hair all fixed up. You ever noticed a woman goes to get her hairdo all fixed up? Here she goes and gets her hair washed and then rolls it up in these rat tails and then puts her under that baker and bakes her, bakes her under the hair dryer. And then she comes home and she has to ask her husband, how do you like my new hairdo? Fella, you're not slipping. You slept. Women need that attention to notice. You don't notice, and some other man does, and suddenly her affections are going to get turned. Women need attention. Women need to be noticed. Have you ever noticed? I've done this scores of times. I've asked in an audience of many people, I will say, tell me, here's a woman. She opens her clothes closet. She's got 50, 100 dresses in there. And what would she say? Why, they all come out with one accord. I don't have a thing in the world to wear. Why do women say that? Why, it's simple. It's very simple to understand. You see, she has not had anybody notice her in any of those dresses lately. You never noticed her. You never said a word. She fixed herself all up, put on some of that come hither and get closer perfume, and put on that dress, and you never even noticed. I want to tell you, I can save a lot of money, by the way. That is, your wife comes out in that blue dress. You look at her and say, oh, honey, you look so pretty. Oh, that's the prettiest thing. Next day she wears a brown dress. She says, oh, honey, that's the prettiest dress. That's all she'll need. Oh, that may sound humorous or something, but it's true. Women need attention. I remember one time my wife and I were in a home eating with some folks. And my wife's beautiful, but black is just so beautiful. It's so dressy and looks so nice. And she had on a beautiful black dress, and she's helping the lady fix the table, and she was just carried some things by, and I reached over and grabbed her by the hand. I said, sweetheart, you are just gorgeous. Her face just lit up. Her face just glowed. You know, women need attention. If you want her to be responsive to you, then you would be responsive to her. A lot of times when men talk about their wives are cold, unresponsive, say, well, that isn't the natural thing. You watch television. They've lied to you. They paint women like they're panting and craving after this physical satisfaction. Sir, be realistic. Come on, don't be lied. Don't be blinded. Grow up. No, that isn't it. A woman has to be loved and prepared. That's a dirty lie that they're portraying on these television screens. Your wife just keeps her mind pure. She hadn't given herself over to the flesh. It isn't easy. It isn't natural. She didn't just crave it like men have that urge for physical desires. She got to be loved into it. You say, well, it isn't natural. It isn't easy for me to compliment. No, it isn't for me either. But if you want your wife to be responsive to you, then you got to be responsive to her. And vice versa. Vice versa. Vice versa. Wives have got to be responsive to their husbands. They crush their feelings and they go out the same way. So it's a mutual thing, but we've got to understand women need that compliment. Noticing her hairdo. Noticing all these things. You know what women do? I do this a lot when I have seminars. Here's a woman, and I look it out and see the women. I say, oh, you do it. And then I point to another woman, you do it. And I point to another woman, you do it. And they look at me all wondering, what is it? What is it? And I say, you know what women do? They do the dumbest thing in the world. Why, they get tweezers, stand in front of a mirror, and pluck their eyebrow. Now, that hurts. That's crazy. I mean, if you don't have any more hair than I've got, brother, you're thankful for eyebrows today. Why do women pluck their eyebrows? To make themselves attractive. We talk about being attractive. What are they trying to attract? Attention. That's what. They're trying to attract the attention. They want to make themselves more attractive to their husbands. If you don't notice and some other man does, then don't be surprised when suddenly her affections get turned to that other man. I mean, just plain sense says that we ought to notice our wives and supply. I have an automobile. I get almost 40 miles to a gallon on the road. Well, I love that. But you know what? That dumb thing will not run without gas. I've learned one thing. It will. If it run on air, we'd have it made. If it run on water, I'd have it made. But it has to have gas. You know, my wife's like that. I've learned a long time ago, she runs on attention. Those thousand little things that say, I love you. Women need attention. And we need to be responsive to our wives' attention. Now, if a wife wants to attract attention, then she has to be attractive to her husband. You know what I tell women? Here's a woman. She gets up in the morning, she's rolled her hair up in the rollers and then put one of those Turkish turbans around it. Gets up in the morning, three of those rats crawled out. They're hanging down the side of her head. She gets up and slaps on a old raggedy house coat and goes without any makeup and fix up. She fixes her husband's breakfast and shoves him out the door and he goes to work. When he comes home at night, three more rats have crawled out. She's been scrubbing floors and washing dishes and still kind of raggedy and sweaty from a day, hard day's work and all. And you know, that doesn't attract much attention, except to the women down at the office who are all fixed up and prettied up and smell nice and pretty. You know what women ought to do? About a half an hour before their husbands come home. You want to put the honey back in the honeymoon. Stop what you're doing. Take a shower. You don't have to put on an evening dress, but fix up a little bit. Put on some of that come hither and get closer perfume and fix your face up. And when he comes in, he'll notice you then. And if you don't, sir, you better wake up. Wake up before your marriage breaks up. And so we need to understand each other. Dwell with them according to knowledge. What does a man need? A man needs admiration. A man needs admiration. Why is it that men marry women who are shorter than they are, younger than they are, 90% of the time? Because a man needs a woman to look up to him. Oh, dear lady, please understand that. A man needs admiration. We talk about the male ego, the macho image, male chauvinism, and all these things. That's not some dirty word. That isn't some bad egotistical thing about a man any more than a woman needing attention. It's not some egotistical thing that a woman has, evil thing. We're made this way. A man needs a woman to admire him, to look up to him. You remember the Charles Atlas course where the man goes out and builds up his muscles so that the girls look at him and see those big old muscles? Hey, you ever noticed how guys in a 12, 13, 14, 15, when they suddenly find out there's something beside frogs and balls, they find out girls, You notice how they begin to be braggadocious and flex their muscles and swagger down the street and act so big shot and all. Why? They want a woman to admire them, to look up to them. That's really true. Men need admiration. It's not only the desire of every woman to find a prince charming, riding on a white horse in shining armor. It's the need of every man to be that in the sight of one woman, his wife. Oh, dear lady, do you give him that admiration? Have you ever thought about the enormous pressure on a man today to make it? I mean, he's got to go out and be a success. If he doesn't own the biggest house on the block and drive the longest car, and you know, he's almost considered a failure. If you don't have a boat in the yard and all the rest of it, the pressure on a man to make it today, that he's got to do it. Be a success. You know what? You can go to the bars, and I'll show you thousands of men trying to drown their sorrows in drink because back home is a woman who no longer looks up to her husband, doesn't give him that confidence, doesn't give him that admiration. A man needs admiration, and a woman needs to understand that. I want to tell you how to be the queen on the throne. I want to tell you how to be a jewel, how to have every man in a room looking at you with envy. And that is to brag on your husband in front of others. Tell all the good things. Brag on him. Don't look at the negatives. Get off that dumb negative. Sure, we've all got our faults. And it's true in both sides of this coin. But a man cannot stand to be cut down or criticized or corrected in front of others. My wife often speaks to women and points out this very thing, how women have such a habit of correcting their husbands. My wife and I have been out many times eating, four and five couples maybe, sitting around a big table, and a woman will invariably, we've heard him do it. My wife had just had a lecture in a meeting one time with some women. We were sitting at the table, and one lady after another was correcting their husbands about little details and these little things, and my wife would just point at them. And they'd grab their mouth, and they didn't even realize how often they did it. Dear lady, don't correct your husband. The little details, whether it was at 4 o'clock or 3:30, who cares? But you're criticizing, and a man can't take that. He needs admiration. He needs to hear from you that encouragement and admiration. A man desperately needs it. Women don't understand. You see, that's why God gives a chain of command. You know, there's a chain of command. In an army, there's a general, and then there's the colonel, and then the major, and the captain, the lieutenant, and the sergeant, and the private. Well, there's that in God's order, too. God's the general. God Almighty is a general, five-star general. And the Lord Jesus is that colonel who, in submission, obeyed his Father. He said, I do always those things that please my Father. And then unto him is the pastor of a church. I really believe that. Spiritually, God said in Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you in spiritual matters, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account. I just get scared to death at men and women who criticize and correct and cut down their pastor. God said, you don't touch mine anointed. By the way, your children, if you are not in submission to your pastor and you do that, show that little respect for your pastor, that authority over you spiritually, I guarantee you're going to reap it in your children. Dear folks, you better listen to me. You're going to reap that in your very children. You don't show the proper respect for the spiritual authority over you, and they hear you criticize your pastor. They're not going to have much respect for the authority over them either. And so that pastor, and then next in the chain of command, that captain is the father in the home. God said for wives to be in submission to their husbands, even as Sarah obeyed her husband. Me obey him? You're not rebelling against your husband. That's against God. In fact, in 1 Peter 3, God gives specific instructions how a woman whose husband is not saved or not doing what he ought to do spiritually, how she can win him by her behavior. By her behavior. You can. And some women don't have husbands who are saved because they are not in submission. Oh, they begrudgingly grit their teeth and do what they have to do. But that's not submission. And so in the chain of command, there needs to be that husband in submission to that pastor as the head of the home and the authority, and then wives to be in submission to their husbands, and then children to obey their parents. There are a lot of children don't obey their mothers because the mothers don't obey their husbands, and the husbands don't obey the pastor. I mean, it's a simple fact. Take a good look at yourself. Please do. Please be honest with yourself. Please be. Are you breaking the chain of command? Dear lady, are you in submission to that husband, even as unto the Lord? God says, I didn't make that up. Now, a man ought not to be mean. Any man that's cruel to his wife. I say the unpardonable sin for a man is to hit or hurt a woman in any way. I could take a bullwhip to a man who ever slaps or strikes or hurts his wife in any way. That's cruel, unbelievably cruel. But dear sir, you can't make a maiden a mistress out of your wife. You've got to show that love and tenderness. Like the Eastern Airlines, you ought to earn your right every day. You've got to earn your right to your wings every day. And so a man needs admiration. He needs his wife to look up to him. He needs his wife to show that honor and respect that she ought to show. In Shedd's book, Charlie Shedd's book, in Letters to Karen. Oh, it is so important. I don't care how long you've been married. You ought to read that if you haven't read it. Letters to Karen. It is fantastic. And in it, his daughter was about to get married, engaged, and Charlie Shedd wrote these letters to his daughter. And after a series of letters, they were so fabulous that girls all over the dorm read them. She passed them around, and they just learned so much. And he put them in a book, and they're just beautiful. And after he had written some things, she made this statement, "Daddy, I made a big decision tonight. I'm never ever going to get married unless I meet a boy who is so great it would take a whole lifetime to know everything there is about him." Do you feel that way about your husband? Have you let the devil come in and take away your admiration for him? Get off the dumb negative things and the fault-finding. Begin to look at the good things about him. And then, here's another one. To be married to someone in whom you see islands to be discovered, mountains to climb, valleys to explore, new wonders beckoning off in the distance. This is absolutely the greatest. Then here's another one. Charlie points out, a lady said, "Whenever she praises me, I feel as if she were pouring a larger mold. I have to grow larger to fill it." Oh, I love that. And sir, you and I, we need to understand this. And dear lady, if you understand that, when you praise him, you pour a larger mold for him to fit into. And then Charlie Shedd wrote his daughter and said, "Remember, my darling daughter, you can keep him loving you forever if you learn 1,000 different ways to tell him he's wonderful." A man needs admiration, someone to look up to him. Somebody said, "Behind every successful man is a devoted wife and a surprised mother-in-law." But it's true. Every man in the world would say, "I've never made it if it hadn't been for that wife standing behind me." I've said it so many hundreds of times. I wouldn't be worth a dime. I wouldn't be worth a plug nickel if it hadn't been for a dear lady, Celeste, who stood by me during the discouraging hard times, who's been my helpmeet right there. Why don't we wake up and realize that woman needs that tenderness, that attention, those 1,000 little things. That man needs admiration. Sir, if you want admiration from your wife, you must be admirable. The man that comes home and plops in front of the television and grabs a pop all the time, sits around all Saturday, doesn't shave, doesn't bathe, doesn't clean up, doesn't freshen up. Oh, dear sir, please use deodorant, use aftershave lotion, get yourself clean. I hear this so many times, I read it in Dear Abby. You need to be admirable. You just sit and plop in front of the television all day Saturday, or you're always out fishing or bowling or out hunting with the boys. You're not very admirable. You let the house fall apart. You let your wife be nothing but a maid and a mistress. You're not admirable. You're not going to get the admiration. Somehow we need to see that women need attention, men need admiration. I have a statement I've made so many times. Happy marriages don't happen, they're worked at. I hope as you've listened to this, somehow maybe you've seen yourself. We all come short. Why don't you make up your mind? Don't be bullheaded. Don't be bullheaded. Don't be stubborn like an ox. Why don't you make up your mind? Hey, I haven't been showing him that admiration. I haven't built him up. I've put him down. I've been putting him down. I've lost it. Well, you can get revived in it. You really can, as you. Motion creates emotion. Motion creates emotion. Do what you ought to do, and it'll spark it up. Why don't you make up your mind? I'm going to give her that attention, that tenderness. Buy her flowers or whatever it is that puts that sparkle in her eyes. Happy marriages don't happen. They're worked at. Women need attention. Are you giving it to her? Men need admiration. Let's do it to the glory of God.